My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. I have another amazing guest for you this week, my dear friend, Amy Rushworth. Amy is a healing priestess. She is a woman on a mission to really change how we show up for ourselves. She's not scared to talk about sensuality, money, abundance, creation, manifestation, all of the incredible, empowering things, and a woman who takes huge quantum leaps in her life. Welcome to the Mindset and Me podcast. Amy Rushworth, how are you today, babe?
Good. I'm excited to just be catching up with you, babe.
Oh, we're like, you can't see, but we're just both so happy to be having like a video chat right now, aren't we? It's been too long.
Yeah, too long. We've been separated, you know, by seas and rules and all the things. So yeah.
All of the things. So I'm here to give you an amazing episode today. Amy is just the most multifaceted human being. And I'd really love for people to kind of understand where you've got to now, because when people see you and how much you've accomplished and how much you share and put out there in the world, it can feel difficult for people to understand sort of how does she get there? Like, how does she have the confidence and the mindset? So I'd love to kind of unpick that journey with you.
Yeah, we were like just talking before we hit record about how like sometimes people come across my Instagram or they see the life that I'm living, which like people always reflect to me this word of like, you have this vision board life, like this dream life. And then that can bring up like a lot of feelings of, I guess, comparison for some people, and like a lot of other women get triggered by me and like make assumptions. But my journey is pretty colorful. Like, I wasn't always living this life. So when I was younger, like earlier in my 20s, I had a mental health rock bottom. So I'd been not okay for a very long time, but I was kind of in it. So I like didn't really realize until I got a bit of, as I call it now, a spiritual bitch slap.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love
that. And then I was like, whoa, okay, like something needs to change. And I eventually went to therapy because I was struggling with really bad panic attacks out of nowhere. And it turns out that I had PTSD. And if I sort of track this back to the original point of that happening, I'd been walking around with PTSD since I was 11, undiagnosed, and just pretending that everything was fine. So I went on this journey into healing that and dealing with things like flashbacks of abuse and panic attacks and really rebuilding my life, because my life was in a shambles at this point. I went through like a really bad breakup, fell out with one of my best friends over that. I was struggling at work because I was struggling to keep it together at work with everything going on. And I couldn't talk to my bosses about my mental health. It like wasn't something that was very like open and very safe. And I kind of like unraveled and then I spiraled back up. So I rebuilt my life from there. And I eventually moved overseas. I left my career in fashion behind that I'd worked really hard for, but it just was no longer in alignment for me. And I became a holistic health coach to start with, because I'd been working on my own health for a couple of years. And then I started getting deeper into, you know, well, what's beneath all of these habits for women. And I'd also learned this for myself, because I'd had all of these crazy patterns with food and exercise myself and my body image. And I realized like it was never about the food. It was never about the gym. It was about how I felt on the inside. And so I was really on this path of helping other women to discover that for themselves and giving them the tools that I didn't know were available when I was first healing. I was like figuring everything out randomly on my own. And then all of that, you know, then it led to me meeting my now husband. We had this beautiful relationship, which was super healing for me as well. And building this business that's now this global business with like so many facets to it. And I do everything from like breath work, somatic healing to business coaching, money mindset, pleasure work. It's really like quite dynamic. And living this life of my dreams that I didn't really think was possible. But it all started because of the rock bottom with my mindset and my mental health.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for being so generous with that answer. It's really interesting to me as well to talk about your journey because you're very open, right? And so obviously when you were going through the healing and going in this part, how did it feel to be almost completely switching your life around and then to start to share that with the world?
Yeah, it was actually really healing for me. But, you know, that word healing, it sounds really beautiful. You know, I use it all the time, like healing. It sounds like really gentle and like nice. But actually, you know, healing can be really fucked up. Healing can be really messy and really hard. And starting my business and starting to share more online, it was really hard. I actually had quite a few friendships that like ended and fell out and like people judging me. And it was also a journey of like showing more and more, revealing more and more. It took me quite a while to actually speak openly about things like the sexual abuse and the flashbacks. So I was talking more kind of vaguely and conceptually about certain things that I'd gone through. And over time, I just started getting more and more courage and I was being met with, you know, compassion and with people who are really inspired by that online. And that was really helpful for my self-esteem, actually, to take something that had been so traumatic and so shameful and to actually turn it into a light for other people. And that really was part of my healing as well, was sharing it with the world and still is. You know, every time I show up online and I unapologetically express myself and my truth and my life and I don't dim myself down, I know that it like it triggers some people, but there's a ton of other people who are so inspired by that. And so that kind of just keeps me going, you know.
I love that. And we were just talking about that before, about you being triggering. And for some of us, I just can't fathom it. But actually, to be in that moment, we forget, don't we, when you're in a place of real rawness and vulnerability. So I come across somebody who's kind of 10 steps on beyond that journey, you're comparing yourself and it's not level and it's social media and it's super difficult. So I guess like when you get maybe not negativity, but perhaps people questioning you, or how do you manage that? How do you cope with that and know that you're still on the right path?
So my audience in general is really lovely. Like I'm pretty sure the people that are triggered by me either see that and they're self-aware and then they move through it, because a lot of people message me and say, I used to be triggered by you and now I fucking love you much. Yeah. So I hear it after the fact. So it's kind of okay then, because I'm like, okay, we're good. And the rest are just maybe unfollowing me. But it was really interesting because I did a guest speaking literally the start of this week in one of my friend's masterminds. And we were talking about this, like, this cancel culture and being afraid of like saying something and then people coming for you. And I was saying like, oh, my audience is so lovely. I've never really had anyone like properly troll me. And then literally the next day I went in my message request, and for some reason I'd only like just seen a series of messages from this troll. And it was like the worst messages I've ever received. Like I don't even want to say what they were saying. It was like, and they knew things about my family. So I was like, is this someone I know? Have they stalked us online? And so situations like that, I mean, for a moment I was like, oh, my heart was like hurting for a second. I was like, oh, do people think this about me? And it brings up that like tiny inner child or that little girl inside of you who, you know, wants to be understood and doesn't want to get rejected by the other girls or bullied. You know, we've all had situations like that probably when we're younger. But it was so funny because the night before I'd said all this, and I wrote a post the night before about like letting people misunderstand you. Like just let them not get you. Let them make assumptions because you know who you are. So I was like, okay, I wrote this last night. I'm going to like take my own medicine right now and, you know, block, bless. And I literally said a prayer for that person, because the things that they had written I was like, you must be going through so much pain right now to actually, you know, be on my profile, making a fake profile just to send those messages, and then to reply to photos of me just eating fruit on the grass, just like having a nice time living my life, to just send those things. You know, there must be something really painful going on in that person's heart. So that's the thing that I sort of keep coming back to, is like this vibration of love and recognizing it's okay to feel the feelings of being judged, but also recognize like in that moment, you get a choice. You can like dim your light to try and please someone who is committed to misunderstanding you anyway, or you can just have compassion and keep doing your thing. And so I just keep doing my thing.
I love that. It's so honest. And it's so, I've had a really bad trolling again from a fake account. And in that moment when you said, oh, my heart hurt, I know that feeling where you get really hot and it's almost like you can't breathe and you feel it. And so I totally empathize with you and people putting themselves out there on social media. You know, you do that to inspire people and you have to be bold and brave in yourself. So I just admire that answer. And I hope for anyone listening who maybe has encountered that or is feeling that way, that can resonate. And I love what you said about a block and bless you. I think that's so powerful. I need to think about that. When I just block and then I have the anger, actually I need to just think, yeah, I bless you. You're obviously going through your own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you feel angry, babe, you should like go have a little temper tantrum, you know, and like,
yes,
and just own it, you know, and then you can actually arrive in that place of like, okay, I'm actually gonna bless you. I mean, before I had the blessing, I had a moment of like sort of like walking around the house going like, fuck. And then I like messaged someone that I could trust. And I was like, look at these messages, like, oh my goodness. And then I was like, okay, now I've like processed the authentic emotion that is there. Yeah. And now I can actually like rise beyond that, you know?
I love that. Yeah, exactly. So interestingly, we always talk about on this podcast any mindset blocks we have. And I know you're super passionate about how you manage like everything that comes up for you. But do you ever have any mindset blocks and what do you do to kind of like build coping mechanisms around them?
Yeah, I think everyone does. You know, everyone has their stuff. And it's kind of tricky when you have a business on social media because you try and be authentic, but it's like you're not going to get your camera out and film yourself like crying in the shower. You know what I mean? And also, you know, some of the stuff that might come up that's difficult, particularly in the entrepreneurial journey, you can't actually share because it involves people like clients or people who have asked for refunds or whatever your situation is, where you have to protect other people's privacy. So it's not always like something that you can share. But I think everyone has their own stuff and they have their own sad girl days and the things that trigger them and annoy them and make them feel like not so fine. I think for me, like, it's like an onion, right? Like some of the things that used to be my thing, now I'm just like, haha, does it bother me at all? And then there are other things that then emerge and you're like, oh, more, amazing. Mm-hmm. There's, I guess for me and probably most other humans, there's that not good enough story that totally still comes up in different ways. And I think one of the big things that I've been journeying through the last couple of years is like letting myself be more vulnerable, be more emotional. Because while I still share things very openly that other people might not share, I almost share them in a way where I've like moved through it. So I can talk about it very like stably and like in a grounded way. Whereas like I would find it a lot more vulnerable and raw to like really break down and like ugly cry in front of someone, you know, or to be seen in a certain, I guess, vulnerability in front of certain people. And so for me, that's like something that I'm moving through of like letting myself know that I can be this strong, fiery, passionate, like Leo that I am. And I can also like be super sad and just, you know, need help and need support. And I can still be seen as a leader in those emotions. And I'm still good enough in those emotions. So that's definitely something that I've been like journeying through most recently.
I love that. And is there any specific thing that you do just to give someone like a real takeaway? I'm just thinking, is there a process that you do when you kind of in those moments?
Yeah. So the way that I would describe it is like in those moments, I like create this internal archetype within myself of like an inner mother. And this inner mother has like different flavors to her. Maybe sometimes she's fierce and maybe sometimes she's more soft, but it's like this mothering essence that comes out when I feel like that, that I'll usually just stroke myself or like hug myself and I'll be like, I've got you, babe. Don't worry. We've always like got each other. You're okay. You're enough. I love you. And yeah, this is like a really big thing for me because like I had a lot of like wounding with my own mom and stuff. She's amazing, but just the way I grew up. And so doing that for myself now as an adult is really empowering, like knowing I always have my own love, my own back, my own support. And it's in those moments that you need it most, for sure.
I love that so much, especially because, you know, when everyone kind of talks about an archetype or especially wounding from the mother, it can actually be you can have an amazing relationship with your mom, like you said you do, but there's still elements from your childhood that comes forward and that you still kind of recognize that as an adult. And I find it super interesting because even back when I first started on my journey, I don't know, years, over 10 years ago now, I couldn't understand that and process that because it felt unfair and it felt like, well, I've had an amazing childhood, actually. I was brought up in an amazing way by my parents, but there can still be moments and things that were kind of ingrained into you, within you, that you've taken into your adulthood that doesn't serve you in the right way that it should.
Yeah.
So it's super interesting that you said that, definitely.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think a lot of people don't necessarily process certain imprints, wounds, even traumas, because of that, because it's like you almost feel like, well, I'd be ungrateful, or like, who am I to say that that was harmful to me, or like, you know, really hard for me as a child when all of these amazing things were happening. Or like a lot of my clients, you know, and the inner child work that we do and like the attachment style stuff that we do, they have to really like get that sort of in their brain that even though all their physical needs were met, if their emotional needs were not met, if they weren't told I love you by their parents, which like lots of people's parents don't tell them I love you, right? That is huge for you to go through, and that is going to impress upon you how you then relate to certain situations and people in adulthood, and then how you also relate to yourself. Like how you love yourself, how you emotionally regulate yourself, how you soothe yourself. And so this is also my journey of like recognizing the PTSD, because PTSD, people think of that as like you've been to war or you were, you know, you had this really big thing that happened. That's the big T, you know, the big obvious traumas. There's a lot of people who have complex PTSD. There's a lot of people who have PTSD from things that maybe weren't traumatic for other people, but were really, really traumatic for them. And I had that. I had like loads of privilege. My parents are fucking amazing in literally like 999 ways. But, you know, when they weren't looking, I was abused by someone else. So it's like, it was really powerful for me to actually own that and to like own like this is valid and I'm allowed to process this whilst also being very grateful for all of these amazing people and grateful for so much of my childhood, but also like acknowledge like that wasn't okay and that, you know, had a really big influence on what ended up happening for me.
I love how you've turned that into sort of your power as well. You've lent into that. You've not shied away from it, because a lot of people, like you say, would kind of not have the confidence to speak up about that, be fearful of judgment or shame or what people might think or even what your family might think in those moments. And then does somebody fully believe you? And, you know, there's all of these different elements that kind of go into that. I mean, I can never fully understand. I have never experienced anything like that. So my heart goes out to you. And we're so grateful that you share that with everyone so openly.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. So for someone listening as well, who, I mean, most people I'm sure are going to know you, but if they're just listening to you and thinking, my God, like she is so confident, how has she got to here? I want to start on my journey. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out?
I guess it's like picture the woman or the person that you want to be in, you know, 5 years, or even picture yourself when you're really old, right? When you're really old and you're wrinkly and you're wise, and maybe you just say all the unfiltered things because you don't give a fuck anymore. And imagine like what that version of you would say to you now, you know? And usually when I ask people this, it's like, darling, stop worrying about that. Like, let them go. Like, do this. Like, follow your dreams, you know? Say the thing and, you know, be in your truth. And I think that was something that was really like a North Star for me as well. I just like felt so lost, and I just didn't think that any of the things that I had now were even possible or available. Like, they were just beyond my awareness. But I almost just created like an imaginary like archetype of who I wanted to be. And I remember I made a little vision board and I like put it next to my bed. It was like a really little one. I didn't even know what it is. My friend was like, make a vision board, Amy. It's going to like help you to like get better. And, you know, that's slowly what happened. But it's like, it's a constant choosing and like recommitting to that. So even if you feel so distant, like from that person, like I did, just ask yourself every day, you know, what would I choose today if I loved myself, or if I was tapping into the essence of that woman that I know that I can be? And just start with really small steps, because I always say like quantum leaps happen because you take a lot of small steps before. You know, they create the conditions, the environment, the confidence, the resilience over time that allow you to take those really big leaps later. So that would be my advice.
I love that. What would you say as well, just on the topic of quantum leaps, what's been your biggest quantum leap so far?
I mean, it was pretty wild, like recently. Like So what your listeners haven't heard yet is like, I have been going through a psychic awakening for like the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so we, in October, we're living in London in the UK, and we realized like, oh, we want to move to Europe, but we've got to get there like before Brexit happens. And anyway, I like had this voice in my head that was like, you need to leave in this week in December because the UK will like lock down again. And everyone in the news, they were saying like, no, we won't, we'll be open for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. But I knew. So I was like, Tristan, we need to go. And so within like 2 or 3 weeks, we like packed up our whole life and somehow made everything work. And we got over to Mallorca, and then that happened. It locked down again, and then no one could get out for like 3 or 4 months. And so anyway, as soon as we got to Mallorca, the environmental shift, and like the house that we live in is literally like, it's like a vision board. Like, I can't believe we live here. And as soon as we moved here, I had this huge like quantum leap in my business where I didn't really do anything differently. And of course, I'd built like the foundations of my business to thrive, but it just went from like here to here. Like, I had my first six-figure month, like well over six figures. I had a $250,000 quarter, and I had a month off in February because I had like a health issue.
Amazing. I remember.
Yeah, and like had to have surgery and like couldn't work. And that was just wild because it was like I just shifted my environment to exactly what I wanted to be. I followed my instincts. I followed my like psychic download, and it was like all of these shifts happened like in this one period of time. Almost like it was like magic, really. It was pretty crazy. Yeah. I was like looking at what everything that was happening, and I was like, how did that happen? Like, what's going on? And so that was really amazing. It felt really, and like not even just to do with the money, because what the money actually was it was like hundreds of people joining my programs. And like, these programs are like some of the best things I've ever created that have literally changed lives. I've had people message me saying that it's like saved their life. Like, and so that was a very powerful sort of chapter and moment for me earlier this year, because it was like, I'm doing work that literally empowers women and changes their lives. And I'm, you know, earning money. I'm not dependent on anyone. Like, I'm the breadwinner. Like I love that. I love that energy of being like a queen. And like, I like being able to like pay for stuff for us. And that was just an amazing moment for me for sure. Big quantum leap.
And like to celebrate that as well, because when you, I remember when you hit that, we were chatting on WhatsApp, weren't we? And I was just like, I'm just so proud. Like, it's amazing to see people in the industry just like breaking the mold, you know, and also doing something that you can say sometimes is quite out there and you're doing it. And it shows that that's what people need. People need to speak up more, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you. So my final thing I always like to ask somebody is, what is one hack or like one thing, if someone was to listen to this and take away one thing from this episode, what would it be that's helped with your mindset?
Rebirthing breathwork. And I'm sure you know that I'm like a huge advocate of this. This changed the game. And if you want to talk about like quantum leaps in consciousness and healing, that was the thing. Yeah. I've done a lot of things. Like, anyone who knows me or follows me, you know, I do all the weird things, right? Like, I'm a 3-5 in human design. So, like, anything that you ever want to try, just send me a message and just go, Amy, have you done this before? I've probably done it and can give you a review. Because I'm, like, the kind of person, having that profile in human design means that we learn by bumping into shit, by trying everything, fucking up, like, and then basically telling everyone, hey, I tried 100 things. These are the 3 that you should do. But the thing that really, really, like, shifted something deeply inside of me, and helped me to really own my power and also to just heal my body, like my skin and like my body and all of these different aspects, was rebirthing breathwork. And that's why I teach it as well, because it's just a game changer.
It is. And I've been so lucky enough, you sent me one of your rebirthing breathwork videos, and it's absolutely unbelievable. It's something I go back to so much. And it's so interesting because I find breathwork so powerful that almost yet I haven't wanted to train in it because I want to absorb it, or even though that can be quite selfish. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. I just want it to be like, for me, like have these amazing teachers. And yeah, I can't recommend it enough. So for anybody who is wanting to work with you and experience your breathwork, I'd love to give all of the links where anyone can find you, what anyone can do. I know you have an amazing membership where people can experience all of your modalities, but yeah, fire away.
Yeah, the membership's a really good place to start. It's where a lot of people start. It's a really beautiful community. We do like a different theme every month, usually just all the naughty themes, you know, like sensuality, like money, and like all the things you're not supposed to talk about. So we do that, and we gather on a full moon for the rebirthing breathwork, because the full moon, obviously, like anyone who, you know, tracks the moon, you know that you go like a little bit crazy on the full moon. And so it's a really good time to like crazily release those deep things, mm-hmm. have a big cry. Some people are like feeling really pleasured in the sessions as well. So it's really cool. And then we do like a masterclass or manifestation on the new moon. And so that's a really good place that I usually recommend people start, because mm-hmm. Whether you're, you know, just a human, a business owner, you're into healing, you're not, it's a good way to start like dipping your toe in. And then I have different like programs that are for different people. So one-on-one and like the goddess rhythm, these are for business owners. And then we have other courses like Cosmic Creatrix, Wild Sexy Money. These are like manifestation of money. There's so many things that I've created that you can find on my website. So just go and pick from the menu basically.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. And your Instagram as well, I just want people to find you, is?
This is Amy Rushworth.
It sounds
so arrogant, but it's like Amy Rushworth was taken. And so it's like, all right, this is Amy Rushworth. Such a Leo name. It's like, here I am, you know.
I'm ready. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for your time today, darling. And I will hopefully, we will be reunited very, very soon.
I hope so, babe.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
What an amazing episode. I could honestly talk to Amy all day. She is a dear friend of mine, but also somebody who is super passionate about being real and wanting to change lives of anyone she meets. So thank you so much for listening this week. As always, if you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe, leave us a review, share with a friend. Again, if not, don't worry about it. And let's get comfortable and let's get cozy as we go into our meditation. So just making sure the feet are firmly on the floor today, I want us to really feel connected to the earth. Maybe you rest the palms of the hands down onto the knees. You feel that warmth, you feel that embrace from the body. You begin to notice how it feels to be sat down, maybe on the chair or the edge of the bed, wherever you are. Maybe you're sat on a train, maybe you're commuting somewhere, you're on a journey. Finding that comfort, spreading the toes, really feeling the feet in the earth. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, let go, let the body become heavy. Relax the body. Release the focus. The body feels heavy. Your body feels heavy. Your mind feels calm. Feel that connection with the earth. And maybe just have a really gentle bend in the spine. We don't want to be sat up like poker straight. We want to be able to breathe into all the sides of the lungs. Breathing deeply. Nice deep inhale. Long exhale. Feeling the weight of the body. Acknowledging the breath as it travels up and down from the toes to the head. Acknowledging how you are feeling in this moment. When we say to relax, what comes up for you? Do you feel a resistance within the body, or can you just let go? Can you fall into your expression for yourself? Breathing deeply. Breathing deeply, feeling that connection to the earth, slowing down, finding simplicity within this meditation practice today. Drawing in that nice deep breath and then gently opening the eyes. Sometimes we find the most simple meditation practice can be the most effective. So if you're feeling overwhelmed in this next week, I want you to think about that, placing your feet down on the ground, the palms of the hands down on the knees. Feel that connection. And just begin to notice how that feels. Thank you so much for being here for yet another episode. If you did enjoy, please do subscribe, leave a review. If you didn't, don't worry about it. Please don't leave a bad one. Thank you so, so much. Remember to share with your friends, share with your colleagues, share with the family. And I can't wait to speak to you next week.